WBBM News Time, 12:31. Stocks are gaining ground today, and we're joined by John Beaver, the president of Phase 3 Advisory Services and registered representative with Royal Alliance Associates in Buffalo Grove. So we started off in the red. We've moved solidly into the green. What was causing the down thoughts this morning and the up thoughts this afternoon?
Well, Jim, that's a great question. Glad you asked it. We're thinking it's probably Goldman Sachs on the open, and it's Jerome Powell on the rally. So Goldman Sachs came in with a beat, but a little bit disappointing on some of the investor-based revenue that they had. But Jerome Powell came in with somewhat dovish comments, being a little bit cautious, saying that they're going to take it slow. We think that that's overcome some of the weakness in the market. Also think that the Trump factor is an issue here, where his comments last night were a little disappointing to both sides of the aisle. But once again, the market seems to have brushed off the president and his tweets and his comments and is looking at the economy.
John, how much concern is there on the street that the economy is setting up to overheat a bit as we're seeing, you know, the growth, you know, quite a bit bigger than we've seen in the past? And in fact, you know, the prices going up a little bit faster than we've seen in recent years.
Well, it's actually nice to see some growth come back to what we had seen decades ago at 3.5%. That may be where we end up on the year. I think the market actually likes that and likes the dovish comments from Jerome Powell. But I don't think that it's a big concern just yet. It's funny, just a couple weeks ago, there was talk about will there be a recession in 2020. Hard to say. That's a long way off at this point in time. So we seem to be in the Goldilocks area right now. Not too hot, not too cold. Although, if we continue to get acceleration in the economic activity, that could become a concern, but not quite yet.
In fact, I think it was Alan Greenspan a couple of weeks ago who was saying that he was a little worried about inflation around the corner.
Yes, the inflation around the corner has always been around the corner for the last several years, so everybody keeps looking for it. It is starting to creep in slowly, but it's not quite here yet, so no boogeyman just yet. It will be an issue at some point in time. We're in that part of the cycle where interest rates do increase, inflation does increase, so we do expect it, but it's probably going to come in a little slower than expected, especially if we do get some tariffs of some kind. It's hard to say at this point in time what will happen. So we've got the tailwinds of the tax cut, and we have some of the headwinds of possible tariffs. All in all, maybe a Goldilocks economy going forward for another year or two.
The chairman of the Fed said today that the economy's doing really well, but he's concerned about tariffs.
Yes, it is one of his cautions. And so because of that, they're going to take the interest rate increases a little bit on the slow side right now to confirm that the data is there. Part of the concern is that they might be behind the curve. It's hard to say because no one really knows. This is a difficult point that we're at right now, coming off of a financial crisis. The only other time in history that we have that can look like this, we've got to go back to the 40s and 50s, and it was a different world back then.
Where would you guide someone, who an individual investor who wants something that will give some growth, but it doesn't have to be a real sexy stock? But what area or what part of the markets would you recommend?
I tell you right now, we still like small cap. Small cap has underperformed for several years, and over time, we would expect small cap to actually beat large cap. So we think there's still opportunity in the small cap area. Being a little bit more nimble, maybe slightly less affected by tariffs than some of the large multinationals. So we do like the small cap area. And believe it or not, international might be kind of interesting here. Might be beaten down a little bit more and give us some value plays at this point.
John, what's the feeling on the street about tariffs? Do they think that we're going to see a trade war, or do they think that at some point perhaps cooler heads will prevail?
I think there's been so much noise in the media now that people are becoming deaf to the tariff talk. My business clients are expressing a little bit of concern, but not too great. They have learned now to see what actually happens rather than what's being talked about and tweeted. I think we're in this waiting game right now of seeing what actually is signed on the dotted line. This back and forth movement has people tired. And I think because of that, the market has rightly so turned back to fundamentals.
Do you think we're going to have a trade war? What do you think the likelihood is?
I think the likelihood is, this is a tough call, but let's say less than 50%. It seems to me that Trump is smart enough to know that a trade war is not a good idea, and yet he is called the the negotiator. So this may be part of that negotiating tactic and standing tough against some of our trading partners.
And speaking of those trading partners, who do you think is going to blink first in this? We'll impose a tariff on you, you'll impose a tariff on us.
Perhaps China.
Really? You think China's going to blink first? Why is that?
They have a lot to lose, and that doesn't seem to be the consensus view at this point in time in terms of who will blink first.
All right.
I think Trump will blink last.
All right. John Beaver, the president of Phase 3 Advisory Services and the registered representative with Royal Alliance Associates of Buffalo Grove. Thanks so much for joining us. Coming up on Travel Tuesday...